As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This actually sounds kind of lame. Will you kill a boss?
Yeah! I was gonna say, that's actually kind of crappy.
Yeah, it sucks, but they're
well, if you guys thought that influence maybe was slightly important as opposed to going, dude, we need more resources.
Yeah, we're breaking even right now. If we hadn't done that, we'd be losing money.
That's what you have rich people for.
We don't have enough rich people.
Sure you do. You have two rich people. What do they spend their money on? Honestly.
Next time we do this, everybody has to take that rich edge so we can afford to keep the fucking lounge.
Yes, no, and I don't have to keep painting us as tickets.
Offering!
I know, an Englishman have your woman pay for him. It's abominable.
She's never paid for me.
She's paid for Ivan and I all the time because we're just like, we're po. I'll sit in third class. No, you have to at least sit in second class, because otherwise you smell funny.
Otherwise you're coming out there with some ragged disease.
Both Ivan and I are kind of like, oh look, it's third class, this is what we're used to.
And I was like, oh, this is better than I'm used to.
No, it might be better than what Ivan's used to. I'm kidding. Alright. Well, last session you guys had cleared out the alligator in the sewer.
That was not an alligator.
Keep telling yourself that. Alligators don't breathe fire. Maybe your alligators don't. These are my alligators!
What are you talking about? This is New York.
I'm from America. New York, same as, you know, Nevada. It's close enough. He has no ranks of geography.
Person says alligators don't usually live in New York.
No, they live in the sewers. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, actually, that is common knowledge.
Common knowledge for an American. There are alligators in the sewers.
What?
People flushed baby alligators down the toilet.
Well, actually, in your defense, actually, the Yankee did it. No, there are alligators. We put them here. They eat the cabal.
This one is currently big. This one, something bad.
No, this one got into the runoff from the alchemy lab. He also said that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like these stupid, just...
God. Mutated Oteog?
Yes, yeah. Oteog.
What?
Am I tuning too loud?
I can't even hear it.
I'm like, you kept looking over me, I'm like, am I tuning too
no. When I talk, I like to look at all of my players.
He's giving me sideways glances, that's
what
he's basically plotting to kill Ryan, and he's letting Ryan know.
Yeah.
Audrey, you kind of look like a beetle today.
It's because my hair's getting long, but I can't afford to go to a barber.
Well, I have trimmers. I can trim your hair for you.
We have gotten electric shears,
and my hair is
so fine, but densely packed, that I clog up electric shears.
I remember when you went...
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Well, they were having some trouble cutting my hair,
They're like, all right, well, I was like, well, here, let me see it. Except I forgot to put one of the little guards on it, and I went and shaved it to the scalp.
Did you shave the rest of your head at that point?
Basically.
Well, you can always do that again.
Yeah. Alright, guys. Gonna be bald for a few days.
You know, honestly, it'd be nice in this heat.
If your scalp burns.
Yeah.
But it's not like I go outside. Anywho. So, you guys now have access to the Yankees lab, or, library. Which you guys are gonna hopefully find a way to, at least find your way to Pumpkin Jack. You find almost everything is effective at hurting him.
Not removing him.
But not removing him.
Alright, well, everyone, to your research positions.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Alright, now.
Whoa, we have a bat cave.
We're in the sewers in a basically a hidden base. It's close enough.
I don't see any high-tech computers here.
Ooh, check out this calculator.
We gotta crank it.
The answer is 4.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, I've done that in the next, you know, several dozen calculations on paper.
Wait, no, 2+8 was 5. That's 4.
The abacus knows. Okay.
Now, is that a Turing machine?
Now, remember, all math is wrong because everyone makes the same mistake. 1+1=2. Damn it, I did it again.
Alright. So, of course, it's an investigation roll per question. You guys can attempt to investigate several questions at the same time, or you can all focus on one question and hopefully get that one question right.
Do we have any bonuses?
I rolled a 2!
Normally, you would, because of the quality of the base. However, since a number of people died, no, you do not have a bonus.
Oh, because...
In fact, you're at a net of -1.
Can we help them, man?
They could have done better at our place.
What we're hoping for here is the miscellaneous bonus knowledge Andre is granting us via location.
Yeah. That's why you're getting to make these rolls.
Alright. I suppose first we should try and figure out if we can locate Pumpkin Jack.
Alright.
There's some teleportation machines.
Mm. Yeah, we kind of blew both those up.
Okay. Actually, yes, you did.
Yes, if there are more, that's something to be worried about.
How are we rolling? One person, or everybody rolls or a separate thing?
I can assist someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Ivan and I are the only ones with investigate. Ryan, do you have investigate?
I got it at a D4.
I will assist whomever.
We all got an investigate of D4 assistance.
Alright, so we want to go primary, a bunch of assists, or 3 primaries with Jessica assisting one of us? I vote we go the 3 primaries with Jessica assisting one of us, because inevitably whoever is assisting will roll like a 30.
It's true. We all roll like 2 and Jessica rolls a 30. Yes.
That is how it works.
I only rolled a 2.
Well, of course you'll have to.
I'll
have
on a
d20. Oh.
No,
we have a d20.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, I'm going to try and locate Pumpkin Jack.
Location of Pumpkin Jack.
I guess I'll go for history, what made him the way he is now.
Sure thing. The history of Pumpkin Jack. Ryan.
I'm trying to figure out how he was a warlock.
Well, if it's something in his origins, it actually reveals something about him.
I'll just say Sarek.
Okay.
I also said I got a 10 minus 2 is 8.
You add 2 and you're assisting Ivan?
Yes.
You got a 4. You get a 4!
Which is a 3.
Woo! That good?
No.
We need fair.
You added nothing?
I got a 4.
Oh, you got a 4? So, I got a 5. -1 is a 4.
Alright.
Well done.
We're doing great, guys.
Basically, this gets you 1 success towards what you need. Wow. You've basically narrowed it down to New England, and that's something that... It's kind of new, but at the same time, something you do know.
you're gonna have to do more time researching. This will get you. You need a number of successes in order to find it.
Should we try the same?
I think we should. I don't accept
I get
this.
Four.
I hope you roll well.
Okay. Our research turns up nothing this time.
Your research turns up nothing. New England, New England, New England, New England. All right. You guys know that he was a warlock in the 17th century is when he was basically mobbed and killed. Now, you're going to need a bit more specific information than that because that doesn't get you how he's a warlock or how he gained his powers or anything other than that. But you've at least narrowed down the century, which does actually matter because this means he wasn't necessarily one of the first colonials, so to speak.
All right. Next day, more research.
Yeah, you guys crash in their bunkers.
There we go. I got a five that time.
Yeah, plus one. You canceled my bonus.
Seven? Negative.
I got three. What?
So that brings up to a four.
I got an 11. Plus one from him, minus... Because he got a single success. That's plus one, right? So that cancels the minus negative, so I got a plus one. Or I got an 11.
All right. So that gives you a total of three successes. You find the rumor and the truth. The rumor is that it was outside Philadelphia. That's at least the rumor. But in actuality, now that you're doing a bit more digging, it's out of a small Massachusetts town by the name of Salem.
Are the Salem witch trials? Would Salem witch trials be
long over? They happened in about the 17th century.
No. What I'm asking is, would I be aware of the Salem witch trials?
Give me a knowledge of America.
America.
America. Yes, you're easily aware of them.
Now give me a switch check so you can make the connection.
Double rainbow. What does that mean?
I did get two threes.
You thought... No.
You got a raise on... Make on the connection.
That's quadruple rainbow, technically, if you turn the threes on their sides.
No, I got two threes. I successfully cast, but it's also a miscast.
All right. So you two have... You got a five?
Got a three.
A three plus one is a four. All right, you guys are narrowing it down a bit. The history of Pumpkin Jack. Rumor has it that basically he got his warlock powers from a coven of witches that he found in Europe. That's the rumor, at least.
Well, I suppose since we've located him, I'm going to turn my research to more specific ways of hurting him, you know, see if maybe if this place has got anything that the Helsing Lodge did not have.
All right. And then you guys are going to finish up and hopefully get the last success on his history.
Are you okay with doing that, Ryan?
Yeah, but I don't exist. So apparently I'm not okay with this.
No, we shouldn't be researching this!
We just should go in blind.
I got a three.
All right.
Seven minus one is six.
All right. You guys get the final nail. He was indeed born here in the U.S., and in fact, he didn't learn it from a coven of witches in Europe. He actually learned it from supposedly the devil himself out of a small town in the East Coast.
Salem?
Supposedly he got access to a relic called the Devil's Black Book.
Does it have all the people the devil has slept with?
It has the name of all the people who are in bed with Satan, yes. Basically, anyone who's damned to hell supposedly has their name in this book.
He does have Satan's little black book.
Maybe. He does have
a red cookbook.
Maybe we should research the book.
Sorry. That's where the terminology actually came from, the little black book.
Okay, interesting. Good to know.
Never heard of him before. Don't quote me, though. That goes for you, too, Internet. Don't quote me.
They'll quote you. This is the internet.
Oh, it's okay. Usually the journalists get the names and quotes wrong anyway. By the way, my brother-in-law Jeremy is apparently Ted DeBoard.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
They misprinted his name in the
paper. Misprinted his name, misdid his quote. It's just
Ted DeBoard?
Ted DeBoard.
Wow. What? I don't even know where they would get that.
Ted is Andre's dad's name.
But what about DeBoard?
Well, his last name is DeBoard.
Oh.
So they took my father's first name and his last name.
And then misquoted him.
And then misquoted
him. Well, I didn't know that was Jeremy's last name.
Yeah.
Well, I don't work for that newspaper, so.
All right. And you guys got one success on hurting him. Well, you guys, you get what you got at the Von Helsing estate. Fire bullets, magic ninja stars.
Ramming a chariot into him.
Doing roadkill.
Running them over.
By the way, that would be infinitely more useful than throwing a car at someone, I realized at this point.
Mm-hmm. Meet me.
Throw the car! It's maybe going 10, 15 miles an hour. Drive the car! It's going 50, 60, 70 miles an hour.
The only problem is it's dangerous to you if you're driving.
Alright.
You know, if a superhero, honestly...
But if you're driving a car into someone who can feasibly take it...
That's why you're a teleporter.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks bad. Who's driving that thing? Oh.
Alright, so we need to go. More research?
There's more research. I mean, this is the research part of the adventure.
I take it you guys are looking into the black book now?
Yep. I changed dice and got a success.
I got a plus one.
Seven. Six.
Alright, seven. You guys research it. It's American mythology. The black book supposedly has all the names of the people damned to hell. And supposedly you can learn magic from it, or at least that's what you guys insinuate.
Well, at least this devil is organized. He's a good businessman, obviously.
It's the devil. Not a devil, the devils.
A devil? I don't worship the devil.
I hope not.
I don't believe in such a thing. There's more than one devil.
Alright, you guys got another success?
Yeah.
Fine. We're dealing with Lucifer.
So you got a success. What'd you get?
You got a total of six.
Six with his plus one, canceling the minus one.
All right. You guys catch the rumor that since he is supposedly a wooden scarecrow at this point, that he's more susceptible to fire.
Did we try that on him? Oh no, that was the thing.
We fought his projection.
Fought a ghost.
Oh, that's right.
If he is a ghost, then that's a whole new ball of wax.
We need to go find a priest with a magic cross.
That's right.
Or magic.
Or we need to find a Highlander. I don't know why I said that, but I think a Highlander would help.
Right. I've been alive for 4.5 centuries. I am Lord.
Can you help us kill a ghost?
No.
You can't get off the head of ghosts.
Try beheading him with your sword. Maybe that'll give you his,
Can I have a porn stash? Alright. Okay. Next day's worth of research.
Get that.
Four.
With his plus one and the minus one, we got a four.
Alright. Let's see, you got... Okay, so you guys are on step two, which is the rumor part of it. The rumor part of it is that with the magic inside, you also have the power to bring back anyone from hell. It's in the book.
So any of the names?
Any of the names that are in the book, you can summon. At least that's the rumor.
Adolf Hitler, I choose you.
He hasn't been born yet.
Really, you could probably learn from witches and such that... We're banned to hell already.
Oh, that's right. It's a source of infinite dark knowledge.
Fine, let me present. Vlad the Impaler, I choose you.
And you guys get the final success. Fire doesn't work so much because he's not as much a scarecrow as the other ones. He's literally a scarecrow, but first and foremost, he's a warlock.
and warlocks and witches. Anyone who uses magic is also vulnerable to magic.
They roll double ones, bad things
happen. So you're looking for anyone who's got magic or miracles or maybe even weird science.
No.
If he had a bolt.
He will get one eventually, but that's beyond the scope of this combat.
Wait! We do have that mad scientist that we're slowly recruiting.
He's on another continent.
Speaking of which, we need to sell his flying machine at some point.
I'm sure the Americans will love it.
I insist we sell it somewhere here in America so they can't come and get us.
He sells it right in front of us.
The Wright brothers, the one people who were able to get it to work, but then they crash land and decide they need to start designing better airplanes.
We can inspire airplanes to be developed like a whole 10 years before they're actually developed.
Except we won't, because Andre's tending to stick to most, we're in our own timeline,
so
for the most
really
part.
Think of that idea.
We haven't met the Titanic yet.
It's 1904.
It will be.
I still think we should play a Titanic game. We know we're all going to doom to fall in, but you see how far we get.
Are there survivors of Titanic?
Yeah. There were a lot of survivors. They were all
middle class or upper class because they locked all the poor people down to the lower bowels of the ship and they died.
So the trick is to be lower class and escape.
Except Leonardo DiCaprio, who just fell into the water
and thankfully died. I mean,
he didn't drown. He died because of cold.
Hypothermia?
Yeah.
Well,
and then
he was in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The water. That's why he died.
Yeah. Alright, so...
I do not assist.
Next one.
What do we want to research now?
I don't know. Well,
are penguins pink?
I would have heard it.
You know, we could always go out and see if we can't locate someone who has magic instead of doing research right now, since we can't really think of anything that...
Well, you're going to ask this guy, if the Yankee knows anyone with magic.
Yeah.
Ripper Tech, how about this? See if there's any sort of Ripper Tech that temporarily grants magical properties to weapons.
It's not magic weapons that hurt him.
Oh.
It's magic.
Okay, and I doubt there's anything that temporarily grants magic to someone. Besides a deal with the devil.
No, there's a card that gives you 10 points.
Great. Look, I have all this magic power. I don't know how to shave it, and I'm not a sorcerer.
I think it's the... Which is third and fourth, something like that. It gives extra more points.
Mm-hmm. You want a third nipple?
All right.
Yep. So she can be her familiar.
We need to go fight a bunch of witches, steal all their third nipples.
All right. The bit of info that you get on the book of, or the Devil's Black Book is, if such a relic exists, the devil has ownership of it. Which means that it's not something that can fall into mortal hands. The only person who lets you see it is the devil.
So
destroying the book is not an option.
So should we call and contact the devil and say, hey, can you take back your book?
No.
Can I look in the book? I want to find the name.
Yes,
you know. Okay, here you go.
Thank you for signing your name into to this contract I had hidden in those pages.
Huh?
It's not Ozzy. Thank you for signing away your soul. What? Welcome to hell. Who said I have for fun?
You know, but that's not... What?
Lawful evil.
Yo, honestly, I'll
find a way to justify it.
Honestly,
you have to go to heaven to get this cleared up. Oh, hope you memorize the appropriate spells.
Honestly, I can see Lucifer doing something like that, too. Of course, I always have the vision of Lucifer as the guy in the suit, you know, the really
debonair, dashing,
but
handsome guy.
Running with the devil. Alright, so...
I liked the sheriff from O'Brien.
Has there been any other people who had the little book?
Hmm?
Any other people who had the little book?
So, the only... There's plenty of people who report to have seen it, But the only other major time that's popped up is in the small town on the East Coast called Salem.
And those were just came back.
No. Basically, well, you don't know anything about Salem.
Hey, American.
What?
What do you know about Salem?
Let me see. What would my character know about Salem? Because I know it was more of a class struggle than anything else. Very little that to do with actual witchcraft.
Or maybe it did. You know, you used to be skeptical, but now you fought. Now you have fought vampires, hags, warlocks. At this point, maybe it's not so far out of the realm of...
Alright, well... Salem, a while back, there was this whole... There was a big scare, it was in the papers. Apparently there were a large concentration of witches, I guess, in the city. They had these hunts, burned a lot of people at the stake. You know, I think the church got involved at one point.
The Puritan Church.
Puritan Church.
So, we should burn them at the stake and have the Puritan Church come after them?
No. Liam and I's research indicates we need to find a mage.
So we need to find...
But that won't get rid of him permanently. Killing his physical form doesn't do anything to him. Besides making him go away for a while.
Okay, so we have to find a priest with magic. As much as you are suspicious about priests.
Yeah, we... honestly, if he's working with Lucifer, we could do some more research into warlocks and how to kill them. If he's working with Lucy, then,
Lucy?
Yeah. That's my nickname for him.
I like him.
Although in that period, we had a nickname in that.
What?
Yeah,
I'm half out of character right now.
He knows by his arms.
That seems pretty in character.
I don't care.
Well,
so
we took the book. We could.
They researched.
How long
already.
Was Salem with Charles from here? 300 years ago.
It was happened during the 17th century, about 200 years ago.
No chance of finding the person that actually was around there.
Well, unless they had achieved some level of immortality, like becoming a vampire or something. Not really.
Well,
Do you think we could... there's a church there, right?
Puritan church, yeah.
Do you think they might have records?
Maybe. I'm not really big on knowing what kind of records the church keeps. The church and I aren't like this.
Yeah, well, it's the Puritan church.
Yeah.
The Puritan church isn't big on anyone.
What does this mean?
Close.
Oh, okay.
Could I ask a Yankee for any magic priests?
If he knows of any.
Magic priests.
Miracles.
Hold on.
People able to channel the power of Jesus.
Of all the divine gods.
Jesus!
They're able to do magic damage.
Oh, sorry.
Everything I said about 17th century next to 18th century. My bad.
Okay, so 100 years ago.
Yeah. So 1728.
That's what, 1890-something now?
1892.
Because it's 170 years ago?
Yeah.
So almost 200.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, let's see. Let's see what I know. Let's see if I actually have knowledge of rivers. The Yankee.
I could ask around.
If we could, I'm sure you have more contacts here in town than we do.
No, I think it would be funny. None of the leaders of the rivers actually have knowledge rivers.
Honestly,
so they don't even know each other.
That honestly wouldn't surprise me.
Everyone's so secretive.
That no name novice, he knows more than the leader who's in the rivers.
No, he'll come back and say,
well, there's an Irish priest who says he has the ability,